Hey, on today's episode, Cody and I talk about how to grow with video and how you can use video to grow on social media, as well as partnership with UGC and the competition between Airbnb and direct bookings.
Hey, good morning and welcome to another episode of Virtual GM. I'm Cody Adant with my co-host, Spencer Halford. And as you can see, if you're watching this podcast, we are in a new position today.
Yeah, very new place.
So we thought it would be cool to kind of talk about how we got here. If you've been following the show, we've been doing it for how long now, do you think?
We went to that conference in March, but then we really, I'm going to say like June.
Yeah, because it was like one of your quarter two rocks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So I'm going to say it was June. Yeah. Launch Vibrant Marketing Podcast. That was one of my.
Correct. Which I thought was crazy when you came up with that.
I know. Yeah. You actually did think it was crazy. And you were like, that's way too ambitious of a goal.
Yeah. I didn't think it was real. But here we are. So what's cool about today is so Spencer and I obviously have been working on this podcast. If it's your first episode watching us, we've been doing it for, as we just said, about 7 months.
Yeah. And welcome to the podcast.
Yeah. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
To have you.
We started just with our cell phones. So we were just filming it on our phones.
We went through like this weird evolution where we started on our cell phones. And then remember that camera that
we
bought?
Yeah. Then so, we bought a camera. So we thought like, we'll be the real deal. Yeah, get this nice camera. We'll record it.
We're going to get this 4K camera. And I went to Best Buy. And Best Buy wasn't open yet because Best Buy is weird. And so then I went to Walmart. And Walmart had this amazing 4K camera. And I was like, oh, yeah, we've made it. And I spent like $400 on the camera.
Yeah, it was expensive.
It was a spendy camera. But then we learned that that stupid camera had a 30-minute time off. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was like even maybe 15 minutes. It was terrible. Yeah,
it was terrible. So we'd be recording and then it just would just shut off. And we lost I don't remember what we were talking about, but we lost a good episode.
Yeah, we had a great episode. And then after the fact, realized that we'd only recorded 15 minutes.
So we quickly returned that camera.
We did a bunch of research and maybe we're just not that smart, but we could not figure out a camera that would allow us to record as long as we wanted.
The audio engineer in the back is like, idiots.
Yeah. So then we just went to our phones because it was like, well, it's better than nothing. And I guess so we can kind of go back. Yeah. Do you want to tell the story about how you found that conference? And
yeah. So Cody and I, right, just a few months after I started at Vibrant Management.
Yeah, because you started in February.
Right. Started in February. And obviously, I'm the VP of Sales and Marketing. And so I was starting to look for conferences that were specific to marketing. And we have a really amazing marketing team, but at the time it was underdeveloped. And like Leah is amazing at digital ads and can speak to Google as if it's a second language, right? And Kyle is intelligent and creative, but was just posting for our clients for the sake of fulfilling a contractual obligation, right?
Yeah, right.
And so I thought if there's an opportunity for us to go out and learn from industry professionals, then let's find that. And I believed that Vibrant was willing to support an endeavor that was going to bring back and support the business, right?
Yeah.
And so I just started Googling digital marketing conferences. And one of the first things that popped up was a list of the 10 best digital marketing conferences you could go to in 2022. And at the very top of the list was Grow with Video. And so we ended up going to this conference called Grow with Video. But the way that I had to pitch it to Cody, and I pulled up the Grow with Video website, which if God bless you, Sean Cannell, if you're listening to this, we've given you a shout out. We're 19 episodes deep. We have shouted you out. This is episode 20.
Yeah, correct.
We've given you a shout out every freaking episode.
Yeah.
Anyways, the pre-conference website is terrible. Like it's the worst website I've ever landed on. And it's making these really like audacious claims like Gary Vaynerchuk is going to be here. And then we didn't know anyone else, but it was like Patrick Bet-David was going to be there.
Alex Hormozi. Yeah. Really big names.
Some really big names. Like Alex Hormozi owns acquisition.com. He'll only move in and be part of your business if there's a clear path to $100 million. Patrick Bet-David is Patrick Bet-David, one of the largest insurance brokers in the world and also just a great
all around badass.
Yeah. I was going to say a great A badass. Yeah. So I went to Cody and I said, we should go to this video conference. And he was like, nah.
Actually, what he said is, I want to go to this conference.
There we go. That's what it is.
I remember because I was like, well, I don't know. Let me think about it. And before, the only salesperson at Vibrant was me.
Right.
And so I didn't have to worry about stuff like that. And then Spencer's response is, well, what are you going to think about? What's going to change between now and tomorrow? And it's like, damn it, Spencer. Me saying I'm going to think about it is my way of just delaying your answer. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, I'm not going to
say that. I forgot about that. Yeah. What's going to change between now and tomorrow? Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, I've got another salesman here who's going to use my words against me.
But then I had to say like, well, Gary Vaynerchuk is going to be at this. And so I convinced Cody that we should go.
Only because of Gary Vee. It was $500 to go to it. It was in Vegas, correct, which is obviously for us, close, in Southern Utah is easy. And I was like, all right, I've always wanted to see Gary Vee. So for that reason and that reason alone, I am willing to pay for us to go to this conference.
Yeah. So we end up going to the conference. It turns out we didn't even need to pay to go to it, because when we showed up, we're like, hi, it's Cody Aiden, Spencer Halford here for Grow With Video. Oh, and we should mention the pre-conference arrival was terrible. There was no agenda.
I was convinced it wasn't real. So I kept telling Spencer, like, dude, where's the agenda?
We got scammed.
Like, I don't believe this thing is happening, because I keep asking for an agenda and they're like, oh, we don't have it yet. And this is like days before the conference. Right. And so I was fully convinced. Driving to Vegas that morning, I was like, dude, I don't even know if this thing is going to be real.
I didn't either. And I think we wanted that agenda so we could just go see Gary.
Yeah.
Because we thought everyone else was a bunch of nobodies.
Yeah.
Turned out that all the nobodies,
they're all hitters.
Yeah. I mean, Gary was amazing, but like they actually provided like practical value. That wasn't
from a value
theory
standpoint, we probably got more from the other speakers than Gary. Yeah, Gary was the coolest and like the one you remember the most. Well, actually, that's probably not even true. Gary was just the biggest name. But the other guys, you walked away with just like this incredible information.
For sure. Yep. So the pre-conference arrival was terrible. We showed up. We gave them our names. They're like, well, you're not even on the list, but here's some paper. You can write your name on it. put your name in the badge. And you want a t-shirt?
Yeah. So then I was thinking again, like,
oh, yeah, we got scammed.
This is terrible, dude. This is not a good conference.
No. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I'm 2 months in and just convinced Cody to scam our money into a conference where they made a claim that Gary was going to be there. But I did have some assurance, because if you went to Gary Vee's website, you could see on his
I remember you showing me that he was going
to go to that. So I was fairly confident that the conference existed and that he was going to be in Vegas speaking to us. And then we walked into the conference hall and it was amazing. Big light show, lots of music playing, enormous stage. And the conference was transformative. I mean, it entirely changed our business. It is the reason that we're sitting here on this podcast and are able to have so many downloads around the world. Cody and I just checked at the start of this week, and within the last 30 days, we've had over 700 downloads.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, you know, because not like we haven't done any marketing for the podcast.
Not one.
You know, we've never made an effort outside of just posting it for it to be found.
Right.
And we've had some really great leads from it, some awesome opportunities from Alaska to
North Carolina,
Canada to North Carolina. Yep. So it's been pretty amazing. And so I think the premise of it is, one, invest in opportunities for growth, right? Because we were willing to pay this money to go to this conference to learn, and then we implemented what we learned.
Right.
And so the biggest takeaway from the conference, so it was called Growth Video, and their other big tagline was just press record.
Yep.
And so we've probably said those words in our office no less than 1 million times since.
That's probably true too. We say it way too much.
Yes. And it's finally kind of fizzled off a little bit. But if you go on like our social channels, you'll see we've really taken it to heart. So we've really put an emphasis on Reels, and we've really worked on growing video through that platform. And what's amazing is that not only has it helped our clients succeed, but it's helped us succeed, because we've gained clients because of what they've seen us do. So we had one client that had stopped working with us and then came back a year later, in large part because they saw all the video work we were doing for all of our clients, and they were inspired to want to join back up with us because they wanted that same content for them. And a really great example, if you're on Instagram, is go to Greater Zion E-Bikes, because we started that account in June. Mm-hmm. And I think now it's over 5,000 followers, and it's got one video that's reached 7 million people, which is unreal. You know, like the cost, because this is just an upstart company that's not even a year old. We could have never paid enough. We wouldn't have ever had enough money to get 7 million eyeballs on our company. You know, we couldn't have done that.
Well, the reality of that is so cool too, because like, just to break it down in layman's term, that account started with zero followers, right? Everyone's account starts with zero followers, obviously. But it is interesting, because we're always talking to small hotels, right? Or independent hotels.
Correct.
And so I find a lot of them like sub 1,000, 2,000 followers, some of them like in the 100, 200 follower range, right? Everyone starts on the same ballpark and the same playing field. There's no favoritism.
Yeah.
So when you start with zero followers and then to invest in video, and when I say invest in video, that doesn't mean you're paying for the views. You're just investing your time to create the video,
correct,
learn the system, and post it. That video that got 7 million views cost us $0 other than the time that it took for us to go and capture that content.
And it was just made on an iPhone while riding bikes in Zion National Park.
Yep. And it is funny because that tagline, just press record, like, do you remember we walked in? We're like, this is so silly.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just laughing
we
at it.
We were dogging Shame these on guys. Us. Shame on us for real. Yeah. Shame on us. We were dogging the name of the conference, Growth Video. We were dogging the tagline. And now
dogging the name badges.
I'm still going to do that. They got to fix their pre-conference.
Yeah, ask someone who's put on events that could have been better.
It certainly could have been better. And I truly am bummed that they're not going to do Growth Video this year.
Oh, I'm super bummed because I wanted to bring our team because we really got so much out of it. Even for myself, I never had social media prior to that conference. Then with my book coming out and getting on it, I would have never done any of the things. I wouldn't have been right here right now,
right?
Because we got this opportunity to work with this amazing company, Blueform, who's helping us with our podcast. Because I had got on social media, it was growing with video, and then got invited on other podcasts, which built that relationship and created the opportunity for us to be here today.
So if you were your own hotel, like if you owned a 12-room property, like the one that the 505 is going to bring on,
yeah,
would you start your own podcast about that property?
I think it's certainly a good idea if you've got the time. You know, yeah. Here's what I would do. I would start something. You've got to do something to create awareness and opportunity. What's nice about a podcast is it gives you this opportunity to have this open forum discussion, and then you can create so much content out of this, right? Because if you and I talk for 45 minutes today, we're going to have, countless amounts of content that then we can repurpose for other platforms like Instagram or YouTube Shorts or TikTok, wherever you want to live.
Yep.
And it takes so much time to just produce content anyway. So if you and I were just trying to make content for Virtual GM, it would take just as long as doing a podcast. And so really we're able to kill two birds with one stone by doing this, you know?
Yeah. I think if it was me and I love the 505, so I'm just going to say like Eugene.
Sure.
I would create a podcast that's all about Eugene and have it just be about the areas, the restaurants.
Smart.
The games that are happening in town, right?
The backstory of Nike.
Yeah, right. But all of it is centered around your hotel. So that way when people are in the podcast store and they're looking up Eugene or the Oregon Ducks or
Nike.
Yeah, Nike, whatever happens, right? You kind of become an authority and then your property is the one that leads that story.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
I think that's what I would do. If I own that, I'm going to tell Jordan that.
Yeah, it's great. And Jordan, so charismatic, right? And has such an amazing story outside of just the 505.
Right.
With all the things he's accomplished, I think it certainly would be a podcast I'd listen to.
That would be a podcast I'd listen to for sure.
We need to have Jordan on this podcast.
He'd be on this podcast.
Yeah, we need to do that.
I wonder how that works in this studio. We're so new, like we don't even know what it's like.
Yeah. I know we just zoom them in. They can't see it, but there's a TV right there. So I think when we're ready, then we can have them zoom in and have that conversation.
It's worth mentioning. If you listen to this podcast and feel like you can add value to this, please send us a DM on LinkedIn or an email.
Absolutely.
And line up to be a guest. In fact, we talked about rocks earlier.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So a rock is from Stephen Covey. He just talks about like a big goal that we're trying to accomplish during a quarter. And it's things that have to happen, but we can just acknowledge it together as a team. And one of my rocks this quarter is to plan and I can't remember what the words we used were, but basically plan out all the guests and speakers for our podcast.
Yeah, for the quarter.
Yeah, for the quarter. So if you're interested in being on the podcast, shoot me a DM or a email.
And where should they reach out to you at? LinkedIn?
Yeah, LinkedIn's the best. Yeah, just search Spencer Halford on LinkedIn. I'm the best looking Spencer Halford.
How many are there?
It's so funny. There's a Spencer Halford that lives, I think he's in Kentucky, and that bastard, he bought SpencerHalford.com.
Oh, yeah. You told me
he just sat on it forever. But he owns like some type of game call company. Like if you're going to go out hunting pheasants or ducks.
Okay.
You blow the thing. Yeah. So he owns that. And I've always wanted to call him big. Hey, Spencer Halford. It's Spencer Halford. Give me my domain. You haven't done anything with it in 20 years.
That reminds me of that book that we both read, Living with a Seal.
Great book.
Where Jesse just calls people. Like, hey, things are interesting and becomes their friend. So I sent him a DM and I was like, this is me asking you to be my friend.
Did he reply?
He replied to a different one, not to that one. So I think that was his polite way of telling me he's not interested in my friendship.
I'll have to find his phone number.
Yeah, Jesse, if you're listening, the invitation's still open. I'd love to be your friend. He's actually riding his bike across America.
Right now?
Yeah. Really? Or like starting it within a couple of days. Yeah. So they're going to ride 3,000 miles with a group of people. So Kyle should like really look it up. So for those of you who like follow the Vibrant team, Kyle, who's our director of social media, he, because of Grow With Video, decided that he was going to also grow with video and has been riding
personal brand. Yeah.
Correct. Has been riding his bike every day for a year. And he's on like 295 or 296.
Yeah,
like
he's up there.
He's close to the year mark. And he just went and did a 400-mile race in East Texas. And so it's been really cool to watch all this growth he's done and the commitment it takes.
Totally.
To, and the
discipline. He's out there doing in the snow.
Yeah. So he lives in Cedar City, which has had an unbelievable winter. So he's got multiple videos where he's in like 8 inches of snow yeah. riding his bike and it's 15 degrees. It feels like negative 10. But anyways, we should – I'm going to make a note of that. We should look up his course because if at any way he comes through this area, Kyle can jump in.
He's going to have to come through Utah at some point.
You would think so, especially because it's so beautiful. You think they take advantage of that opportunity.
All Western roads lead through Utah. Like he would be crazy to go all the way up to Montana and then cycle down or even like down to Arizona and then to push through. Like,
so let's make a note. I wrote it down. Let's look up his course because if it's even anywhere close, we need to intersect them. And have Kyle jump in
and ride
that day with him, you know? And I think these are the kind of conversations that spur ideas, right? Like, like we're just here having a conversation. Now it's like, oh, here's this thing we could do. Right. And if you go and watch our content, 90% of it is all us on our cell phones, you know?
Yeah,
like it's not – we do have some professional videos, and I highly recommend if you've got the budget and you've got the opportunity and you can pay a professional, obviously do that. It's like we just – paid a professional to redo our team shoots because Vibrant has grown so much. And so if you've seen the website before and you see it now, it's different because we hired a professional to come and capture that content for us. So I'm all in favor of having professionals to support your work. But if you're not yet at a place that you can have that, and of course you don't have the frequency, you're not always going to have a professional photographer with you. And so know that you can just rip it right off your cell phone and it's going to be good enough. So like we were, on a property tour with a company called Stash. So Stash Rewards based out of Seattle. It's this incredible program.
Every hotelier and any independent hotel should look into this.
Absolutely. If you're 3.5 stars or above and you're an independent property, go check out Stash Rewards. It's an incredible platform. They've got, I think, about 240 plus hotels across the world, 1.2 million members. It's an incredible way to drive direct bookings, to combat your OTAs and to create that loyalty within your program.
Yep.
And so we had the CEO and one of their top sales reps come out and visit us the other day. And we were taking them to all the properties and we're at the dwellings and they built this awesome pavilion where you can do weddings and host events. It's got this beautiful waterfall and this amazing grass. And so while we're standing there, I just was like, oh, it's a beautiful day out. Let me just rip 10 seconds of content and then send that over to Kyle. And then he turned that into a reel and put it on Instagram. And it's like, that's what it takes. It was just, I was already standing there. And so I just quickly panned across this beautiful setting that they have. And then we're able to turn that into a reel and put some eyeballs on the company because of it.
Yeah, totally. And it is really interesting too. Like Stash, I didn't know this, but they've been in existence for 12 years.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
They're a good sized company. And just to explain them a little bit more, because one day we will have them on this podcast.
100%.
For sure we will. They're almost like an independent Hilton Honors. So if you go and stay and you like traveling with independent hotels, you can go stay at this hotel, earn points so that you can go and stay on points at another property. Which is really nice because sometimes the independent options are going to be better than the box option. Like I'd rather stay at an independent hotel over a La Quinta.
Always.
Always.
100%
or a Hampton.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're Hilton loyalists.
Yeah. I mean, usually when I look, so as when you're in the Hilton family, you get team member rates.
That's a little
right?
dated. Yeah.
And so generally when I'm searching for Curio, Tapestry, Waldorf, LXR, and potentially Hilton because the Hiltons are newer. They're awesome.
Right.
But the older ones, you know, that's the problem with just the Hilton.
Like the Hilton Salt Lake.
Some of them need a little bit of personality infused in it, but the newer ones are all pretty awesome. But yeah, I'm always looking for something more unique.
Yeah. And it's, I think, I saw an article this morning on LinkedIn that was published by the Wall Street Journal about how Airbnb stock actually took a dive because they figured out that the owners of these units are starting to compete against the platform.
With direct bookings.
Correct.
Yeah.
So they're doing what we've been advocating for since the entirety of Vibrant. But obviously now that we have this type of voice, right? Like we're always going to say, build your own website, get your own bookings and use Airbnb just as a channel instead of the channel.
Yeah. It should be one of your funnels.
Yeah. But I thought it was funny because the article talked about how Airbnb just believed that they were kind of the one and only, the source, right?
Yeah.
And then what they started to do was they started looking at more of their unique experiences, like Yonder and Escalante.
Yeah.
Right. Like
that's and the 505.
Yeah, the 505. But Yonder's a really great example because you can book them on Airbnb. But we don't manage Yonder, by the way. I'd love to manage Yonder.
Yeah, Yonder, if you're listening, let us
know. Yeah, what's up? How's it going? We're vibrant.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So Yonder, you can book on Airbnb, but they also have an amazing brand in their own website.
They have such a good brand.
And their website is really good.
It is
excellent.
And
it's actually not often that we find an independent property with a good website. They're usually shit.
Yeah, I would say it's, of all the properties within Utah that we have had no connection to,
right,
one of the best branding I've seen.
Certainly.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent online execution. So they discovered properties like Yonder where they had their own online asset, and they're like, oh shit. Like, there's a lot of these people out here that are building their own websites to compete with us.
Right.
And then because it's a publicly traded company, they had to publish their findings, right? And so the shareholders took a sell-off because they're like, oh, well, maybe Airbnb isn't as big and powerful as it once was.
Interesting. Well, right. I think that's probably too because Airbnb was originally meant for like, oh, this apartment, this room, or this house. And then people realized like there's this amazing platform. So they built 12 of them.
Yeah.
You know,
because they were like, infiltrated.
I'm not going to just have one. I'm going to have 12. Yeah. And then so like the 505 in Eugene, he had been just on Airbnb, right?
Yep.
And Airbnb is awesome and it's easy to use. And I personally prefer it way over I guess I could say Vrbo or
what a terrible
name. Yeah, I don't know why they couldn't just let people call it what they wanted to, which is VRBO.
Right.
But
it's an acronym.
Right. Vrbo does not sync well with many PMSs. And so we used to have Vrbo as another one of our funnels.
Yeah.
But because it wouldn't direct connect one to one, what would happen is you had to constantly be on it. So if you've got a really busy property that's always getting bookings, someone could book directly with us, but then Vrbo would still show it was open. So then we would get an overbooking and it's just a pain in the butt. So we've stopped using Vrbo entirely at all of our properties. We only work with Airbnb. So Vrbo, if you're listening, let's get that figured out. Let's fix that.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
This giant company that's in competition with all the boxes, right? They're in competition
with
Hilton, Marriott, all luxury,
Airbnb,
right? And they can't figure out how to just make an API.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. It's truly amazing. One day we'll have Richard from Think Reservations on here. He's the CEO of Think Reservations. He helped build the Alexa program at Amazon. One question I want to ask him, how easy is it to build an API?
Right.
I don't think it's that hard.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I don't even know what API stands for.
I don't know what it stands for, but I just know it's a piece of code that lets your software speak with another software.
Well, all the other companies have figured it out. So it's like...
And they're small companies that have figured it out. The freaking locks that we put on the doors of hotels have figured it out.
Right. Yeah. I don't understand it. It's the weirdest thing. But I think... So back to the Airbnb story is that people realize, oh, this is so great.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to have one house now. I'm going to build 12 tiny homes and I'll put them all on there.
Yep.
And Airbnb can be a great source for that. But if you create your own website and your own booking platform, then you can do ads directly. And obviously you want to book direct because then you're getting all of the income.
Yep.
And then
other OTAs.
Then you can put on OTAs. You can be on Expedia and booking.com and all those great things. And then you still get to leverage Airbnb all the same.
Totally.
Because if someone's finding you from that channel, great.
Yep.
But what we know is most people who make a booking check at least like 7 outlets.
Yep.
So if they find you on Airbnb, they're most likely going to look for your website.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you do have a website, then oftentimes if you've got like a stash or some unique offering, like a length of stay promotion, if you've got something unique that they can't get anywhere but directly from you, then that now just becomes an advertisement for
you.
And you get that direct booking, which is why it's so critical that you build that good platform.
Totally. And I think the most amazing part that comes from that and the most important part that comes from that is that you develop your own brand. That people will stick with you and remember you you can create some level of loyalty for you too.
Absolutely.
And so then instead of moving into like an Airbnb for their next booking, they're far more likely to remember the brand experience, which it blows my mind how many hotels just piss away the opportunity for a good brand.
And how many people have built a collection of homes and didn't ever like put them under anything, you know? So it's like, you're almost on Airbnb and you're like, wait, what?
Totally.
Is this all the same thing?
Yeah.
Are these different? Is this fraud?
It's so strange.
You know, it can make it really confusing for the consumer.
Yep.
And I think then they lose trust and credibility because when you don't have that platform, they're like, ooh, I don't know. It's kind of strange, you know?
Yep. No, that's totally true. Jordan with the 505, this is our new property that we just got in Oregon. it's so amazing because he's built this brand, but it only lives really on Airbnb. He has a Squarespace website, but it just redirects back to Airbnb.
That's funny. The Weeping Buffalo or the whatever it's called.
Yeah, I think it's White Bison now like that, but it still says Weeping Buffalo outside, doesn't it?
They originally, and I don't know if it's different now, I'll have to check, but originally their website also just linked back to Airbnb.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if they do that still. I'm going to look.
I bet you they have a PMS now.
I'm going to try searching for...
In fact, I'm almost positive that they do because those new dwelling units they have, like those really nice ones, I'm pretty sure I was able to look at those and book direct. But for a long time, they were just redirecting to another platform. And it's amazing how many properties will just redirect to something they have no control over. Yeah.
Okay. So it's still Weeping Buffalo. It's weepingbuffalo.com. And they're actually running their own ads. Okay. They have their own PMS on their website.
Can you see who it is?
Yeah. I have to get – they've added about 10 pop-ups to get through, and that's no joke. And I'm a pop-up guy. I'm good with pop-ups.
Yeah, let's get a call to action and convert the sale.
Yeah, we put pop-ups on our properties too, but don't give me 5 of them.
I only want 1. Let me either choose the call to action or get out of it.
When it comes to influencer marketing, there's a podcast that covers it all that you will want to add to your playlist. The Influence Factor by the Influencer Marketing Factory. They talk about influencer marketing, social media, the creator economy, social commerce, and much, much more. They cover all aspects, including the creator economy, social commerce, the latest trends, the metaverse, TikTok trends, and that's just the beginning. The Influence Factor by the Influencer Marketing Factory. Add the podcast to your playlist right now.
I can't tell what this is. It's native. It just like even when I go to the
URL. Oh, interesting. Yeah, it's like built in itself.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Let's see. What's the end of this URL?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I've ran into a native.
Wow. Yeah, that is completely like the whole URL is just them.
Yeah, it's just. Okay, shout out to you guys.
Yeah, hey, Zion White Bison, look at you.
Kind of want to know how you did that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Shout out to you guys.
I wonder what that's built on.
I could figure that out, but I don't know if I could do it on my iPhone.
Let's see. So their website was designed by Flitch Creative, powered by Atlas, a TravelNet Solutions. Atlas.
So TravelNet. Atlas.
So let's look at Atlas. Atlas, if you're listening and you'd like to be on the podcast, let us know.
Yeah, what's up, Atlas?
Spencer Halford, not to be confused with the Spencer Halford in Kentucky.
Not him. No.
This is the Spencer Halford in Southern Utah.
The Spencer Halford.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting stuff.
Yes, sir.
So back to Grow With Video, tangent.
Yeah.
We're on a full tangent, which is okay. Yep. But so we went to the conference, started doing the video, started our podcast. Spencer said we got 19 episodes in. And then we were like, man, we want to be better, you know? But I think had we not just started, then we wouldn't be in this room today because we probably would think we're not ready.
Right.
But we gave it – I mean, we really gave it our best effort for a bunch of months and recorded on our phones and had the trial and error and the frustration, as you talked about, camera, cell phone, microphone, no microphone, my office, my house, our office. Like, we've done it all.
Room, you know, but
living room, yeah. We've been in so many different office. Places. Yeah. Yes, so many. Our office, yeah. And so I think that's what allowed us to now be here. And now that we've got a team that we get to work with, and I mentioned it before, Blueform Media – we will be forced to have that consistency.
Yeah.
And now we've created, if you're listening, please go follow. We created a virtual GM podcast on Instagram. And so now we'll have our own Instagram for this as well, because we're going to be able to create so much content from this, from this podcast. And so really we owe so much to that conference. And so I think it's important for us now to figure out like, what's the next one? Now that we know Grow With Video is not coming back. Yeah. What are we going to go to next?
Yeah. And I still think it's worth like looking into Think Media. I know that right now they're doing something for if you have YouTube subscribers under 1,000, how to grow that past 1,000. I think that the media that they put out is really, really good.
I agree.
And so for anyone that's wanting to learn just to grow with video, you know, no pun intended, learning to grow with video just for their property or their personal brand or whatever, I'd highly recommend looking at Sean Cannell and Think Media. I think they've just done an amazing job. Somewhere recorded is Alex Hormozi's keynote that he gave to us.
It was so good.
I really wish like I could listen to that like once a month, because he just talks about like, these amazing cycles and how he grew from a gym coach to buying companies over $3 million and on a path to $100 million.
I need to read his book, $100 million. offers, I think
it's
called.
That's what it's called too.
Yeah, that's one. That's I hope to read that this month. That's on the list for me.
Yeah. So somewhere out there is that keynote, and it's amazing.
He also did a really great podcast with Book Thinker. So if you like podcasts, look up the Book Thinkers podcast. His episode with them was really good.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I think like he does a good job of just being out in front of everyone. But the moral of our podcast and the story today is really just press record. Like
absolutely.
And if you're too afraid to do it, like that's why companies like Vibrant exist.
Yes, correct.
We can teach you.
That's a good point. If you don't want to do it, hire someone like us and we'll come do it for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Check out some of our accounts. A couple that I would plug would be Zion Wildflower.
Yeah, theirs is awesome.
It's really an amazing social account. And it's just such a photogenic property. The Dwellings would be another one.
Yeah, and the Dwellings is cool too because you've got a real mix there of professional content and iPhone content. So you can really see that.
And if you want a really great example of what we can do without us going out and getting the content, then check out Utah Luxury Tours. All of this content was created by their guides. And Utah Luxury Tours is a luxury guide program that will take people from Salt Lake City to the national parks in Utah. And all the video was captured by their guides. Most of their guides are over 50 years old, and they just are recording on their iPhone. But we're able to take that content and dice it up and make it really clean. We match it with trending audios. We write the captions so that they can get found. And Brian, the owner, has said probably 10 different times that they've never looked better online. And the punchline and the thing that's the funniest about it is their content.
Yeah, right.
We just know how to clean it, publish it, and send it
out. That's a really, really good point. And I think what's cool about that too is that if you don't know how to do it, you can just go on Instagram and find the people who are good at it and just follow that. Like last night, you know, for my own channel, I've got to try and produce content so I can get followers and it can be a little bit exhausting and I'm not very skilled anyways. Like Kyle and Emery on our team who run social media are good.
Sure.
I'm just trying. And so I found, or Kyle sent me a good audio. So I made one with that. And then I just wait and I just search for trending audio that sounds good. And one came out about walking and I was like, oh, this is great. And so then I genuinely just repurposed that video to make my own, you know, and hopefully it'll do well. Who knows? But there's so many tools out there and so many people who are good at it, and you can just follow their lead. Like you don't need to recreate the wheel. The wheel already exists.
Follow our accounts.
Absolutely.
If you're a hotel and you're struggling with your content and you have a social media content manager or you do it, just follow our accounts and watch what we do. Steal our audios.
And something that was really cool too that we've really put a focus on this year, and this was really Kyle driving this charge, is user-generated content.
Yeah.
And so we've done maybe you want to talk a little bit about what that is.
Yeah. User-generated content is a way that properties or businesses at large can encourage their audience and just the people, like because we work in hospitality, I'll just say our guests, to create content that we can use for them. But one thing that we've done is partner with really amazing influencers that base their content as if it's UGC, which stands for user generated content. So it's trying to capture like what a day in the life looks like at the property, or them waking up and then getting coffee and then going into a national park, or if you're by the beach, they're going to the beach. So we've developed some really great influencer partnerships. We're now, and so many of our properties are in such close proximity, so we're sending them on these really cool trips throughout Utah, but they're creating this amazing content. And it's content that we would have never thought to generate, and we manage the property. Even one of them had this really cool drone, and they're flying it over Cougar Ridge and bringing it right over the stadium and the arena, right? And like I have memories in that arena that aren't even tied to Cougar Ridge, right? Like that's why I go and do that CrossFit competition, right? But I've never seen it in that light.
Well, and we also run into the obstacle of our team's only so big. And so when we keep using ourselves, it's like we're in all the content. So to have other people's perspectives and other individuals in it. And what's amazing too is they don't have to have 100,000 followers or 1 million followers. Like as long as they're ambitious and they're good, then that content is valuable either way. It's like we had one gal, I don't think she maybe has like a couple thousand followers, but the content she created was amazing, you know?
Which one are you talking about?
I can't remember their names, but
where did she go?
I think Bungalows.
Oh yeah.
And even,
Hannah, she was really good.
There was a Water Canyon one too, where that person didn't have a lot, like 1,000 followers.
She did good.
But the content was amazing, right? And so all it cost that property was just a night in their room.
Right.
And so the cost is so negligible for them.
Right.
And they were able to get so much content and so many eyeballs on it. And so that's been really, really cool. So I think that's another great avenue. If you don't feel like you've got the skill set or you're not comfortable reach out to people because they're ecstatic for the opportunity to come stay at your property and, and be able to capture their stay.
Yeah. The cost really is negligible. If you look at it, it's just the opportunity cost. You're not going to be able to sell that room.
Yeah.
But you're not losing that revenue. It's just opportunity
cost. And if you're not driving 100% occupancy anyways,
it doesn't matter.
Then that's a room that would have been unsold. So really, you're just talking about housekeeping. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's amazing because we work in these trade situations where we're not paying for their gas. We're not paying for
their time.
But for them, on the other side, they get such an amazing experience because we only work in independent luxury that they will have it. Even Hannah, who we send to bungalows, still posts about it to this day.
Yeah, I saw that.
Unprovoked.
Yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, because she had such an amazing time and like her friends enjoyed it, right?
Yeah.
It was easy.
And then what's cool too is even if her audience isn't huge, she still has an audience, right? And so then those people are like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Like, I want to go there now. So not only are we getting the benefit of the content, but we're also introduced to an audience that we otherwise may have never found.
Yeah. So if you're interested in this, Google, how do I generate UGC or UGC partnerships?
And didn't Kyle create a platform to request to do UGC with us? Where's that at?
Yeah, it's just on our website. You can go to thevibrantteam.com. There's an application. If you are a UGC creator, you can fill out that application. It will go to Kyle and then he'll get in touch with you. So if you want to be a UGC creator at any of our properties, just go to our website and fill out that form.
Awesome. Well, I think that pretty much covers the journey, right? From how we went to go with video and got to be in this incredible studio today doing an amazing podcast at Blueform Media.
Yeah, we've grown a lot and it's been a wild but very fun ride.
Absolutely. Anything you want to leave the audience with?
DM us and let's work together.
And if you're listening to us on iTunes or Spotify, please leave a review, give us a rating, write a message. It really helps us get found. And so we want to give back in any way that we can. And we appreciate that if you do the same thing for us.
Subscribe on YouTube, like, comment, follow, engage with us on social media.
And go follow our new Instagram, Virtual GM Podcast, I think is what it's called.
Yeah, there might be an underscore in there somewhere.
Yeah, you'll find it.
Yeah. You'll find it from this video.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much and have a wonderful day. We hope you enjoyed the episode.